Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Earlier this week, the Federal Aviation Administration handed down its decision that the Dayton region was not selected as one of the six national test sites for commercial drones. The news comes after months of preparation from business and industry officials, as well as Ohio's political leaders. Chris Ford with the Dayton Development Coalition says it's hard to quantify the exact impact of not being selected, but he says it won't change the game for the drone industry here at all.
The development work that we've done within the area to try to bring businesses, we still have airspace available. We still have the UAS Test Center and Complex up and running and continuing to be built out and developed. We have incredible facilities across Indiana and Ohio that companies can use, and that doesn't change. So no, I don't see a downside at all.
That surprises me to hear that, because the region, politicians, city leaders, business leaders were talking about this so much in anticipation, but really it makes no difference.
Well, would I have preferred that we had the designation as one of the six test sites? Absolutely. I would have rather had that. But I think what we've all been looking at are the potential jobs and economic impact that could come out of that. But this is going to take time. It's going to take several years for us to get to the point where these systems are integrated within the national airspace. So I think causally we try to link the two immediately, and that's just not really the case. Would I still prefer to have one of the test sites? Sure, I would. But the jobs really clearly are not going to come for some years, actually.
Was the decision a surprise to you and folks at the Dayton Development Coalition?
I think it was a surprise, probably within the region. I've heard the analogy of the space shuttle mentioned a few times. I think this harkens back to that. We have some tremendous resources in the region and the area, and some great relationships. So I think we have some incredible capabilities. And when the announcement came out in Ohio, Indiana's proposal wasn't a winner. It did catch us a little by surprise, but we had been preparing for if we were selected, what would we do, and if we weren't selected, what would we do? And in the end, we had built a game plan that would keep our eye on the economic impact and the jobs that could potentially come out of this into the future, and it doesn't change our game plan.
You know, the fact that it was a surprise, it begs the question, does the Miami Valley have realistic expectations when they're talking to the public, when they're talking to the community about some of the things that we have to offer?
I do think that we're being realistic about the resources that we have within the area. They're tremendous resources, especially for a burgeoning industry like unmanned air systems. If you think about the manufacturing base, the heritage of aviation within the region, the relationships with our congressional and political delegations, with NASA Glenn, with Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, these are tremendous resources that we have available to us, and we are going to continue to weave those in to our capabilities. I have seen a theme for the six test site designation, and it seems to be a pretty heavy dependence on the decision on the geographic and climatic diversity. And there's very little we can do about that. We live where we live. If we didn't offer that type of diversity that they were looking for, it's hard to critique ourselves for that. We're requesting a debrief. When we get the information, we'll have a little bit better sense of how we racked and stacked.
Is that sort of some inward looking on the part of the industry and business and political leaders here in terms of was there something that the Miami Valley could do better?
Well, I think we owe that to ourselves, and I know I'm speaking just for myself, I tend to be my toughest critic, and I think that's what we'll do in this case, too. We'll take a good hard look at what we proposed, and try to make adjustments for that. I've used the analogy that this is like spring training and practice as we go after the six test sites. The real game is going to be winning the jobs. So we need to take a hard look at ourselves, be honest with ourselves, and make an adjustment and get ready to ready for the game and position ourselves to secure these jobs in this new industry.
That was Chris Ford with the Dayton Development Coalition. The group acted as the economic development representative for the state of Ohio that lobbied for the FAA designation. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.